Part 2. Fate Meets Destiny. Chapter 1. Regan walked off her uncle's ship and stood for a moment, feeling as if she was still bobbing on the ocean. Her feet were not yet used to being on dry land after her voyage. Leaning on her uncle, she rested momentarily against him.
"Regan, lass, you sure you wish to be doing this? O'Brien is a deadly one, to be sure. He has been on a rampage of late. I'm not so sure I agree with you on this one, lassie. Let the Englishman take care of him."
"Uncle, Connor needs my help to pull O'Brien out. Until O'Brien is eliminated, there's no way for Connor to start clearing his own name."
"Well, if it weren't for the fact you seem so sure there must be some mistake about all this, I would say nay to you for help. But you seem so sure he's innocent. However, Ray, you got to know this for a fact. The reputation Connor be gaining for himself makes him out for not much better than the outlaw he be chasing. He had best watch it, lest he find himself swinging from a rope alongside O'Brien. The people are getting tired of it, and aren't likely to tolerate it for much longer."
"All the more reason I need to do this, uncle. The quicker we can drive O'Brien out to the bushes, the quicker the villages will be safe again, and I can begin to put the pieces of my life back together, too."
Regan had taken her uncle into her confidence. She felt she needed an ally, and who better than her uncle? She had told him everything that had happened since the last time she had seen him, and how she had come to be here. Regan knew he was sympathetic to her heart, but he felt she was in way over her head. Nevertheless, he had agreed wholeheartedly to help her, knowing she needed all the help she could possibly receive. It was a dangerous predator she was playing with, and he was not without his sources for help. So Uncle Fergus would aid her in her quest for justice. Once that was done, she could then bring closure to her affair with Connor. Having the seas separating them would make it easier. She knew she could never voluntarily walk away, but once O'Brien was dead, she would have no choice except to let Connor go. She would just have to make sure he was the one to walk away. Maybe then she could put the pieces of her shattered life back together. And, while she was at it, why not try to get the sun to rise in the west?
"I still say you need to leave it alone, lass."
"Nay, uncle, I have made a promise to the king."
They both knew Connor had had little success over the last months in flushing O'Brien out of his stronghold. He needed her as enticement. They needed to get this over and done as soon as possible, before winter set in, and she was the only way.
"Ye are as hard-headed as Mary Margaret was. God rest your mother's soul."
He crossed himself and continued,
"Very well, lass. Let's get on with it, then. First stop, the Green Horse."